This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We have an honored guest today, Sheikh Bilal Ismail. He is based in Durban. He is a person that has studied and achieved a BA in Islamic Law at the Islamic University of Medina. He is the founder and project manager of the Imam Development Project that I had mentioned a couple of weeks ago. He's also an instructor with the Al-Kawthar Institute, specializing in fiqh across the four madhahib and history. When a person has studied fiqh al-madhahib al-arba'a, then you will notice it makes a person a more moderate person in the output, in the way that they speak. And for that, Sheikh Bilal has been noted by the ulama as a person that is a moderate person, and we need more people like him. The Sheikh has noted that he has another appointment immediately after the Salah and meeting with other international guests. So as soon as the Salah is finished, then he will be leaving, inshallah. Falatafadal mashkura hadith. In actual fact, I must also say that the Sheikh is also one of the lecturers tomorrow at a big conference that I have also mentioned, Twins of Faith Conference. It deals with family matters, and I have been honored to do the welcome to them tomorrow, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka al-abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome my dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam, another Friday walhamdulillah, and another Eid for the Muslims walhamdulillah, and maybe it's a Friday that we can also be happy that our boys did well, mashaAllah. So they concluded the match before Salatul Jumu'ah, walhamdulillah. Excellent khair and barakah, inshaAllah. Hayyakumullah ya mashaAllah. Fantastic, walhamdulillah. We know that they did well. But unfortunately, the topic of discussion is not necessarily a very happy topic. As Sheikh had mentioned, that tomorrow, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, here in Cape Town, there's the Twins of Faith Family Matters Conference, where we will be discussing, talking about the family. In fact, not only talking about the sad matters, and not only discussing the issues and problems and tribulations that one might find in the home, but rather celebrating the family. But especially seeing that the day of Friday, we have Muslims from all walks of life, everyone coming here, that we have to pass on some bit of knowledge too. As we know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Noble Quran, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Say, are those who know equal to those who do not know? No, they are not equal. Similarly, Allah states in the Noble Quran, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. We only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find Allah ordering the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to state, and Allah states, وَقُلْ رَبِّي زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. And say, oh Allah, increase me in my knowledge. He was not ordered to make dua for anything else, but he was ordered by Allah to make dua for an increase of knowledge. Similarly, him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, numerous ahadith, مَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سهل الله به طريقا إلى الجنة. Whoever seeks the path of knowledge, Allah will make his path to paradise easy for him. We ask Allah to make our path to paradise easy, inshaAllah. And similarly, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. Seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every single Muslim. The topic of discussion, ya jama'at al-Muslimin, is the matter of talaq, the matter of divorce. And this ties in with our discussion tomorrow in the conference bi-ibnillahi ta'ala. Something that unfortunately, many a times one can even say, 99% of the Muslims are ignorant of the rules with regards to the matter of divorce. A brother might say, well, you know what, I don't want to know about divorce because I want to stay away from it and I want to be jahil about it so I never fall into it. Maybe that's nice. Sounds romantic, well, alhamdulillah. But in reality, subhanAllah, how many an individual in the state of anger, in an issue, in a problem, then he said the words, and then there were problems, catastrophes fell upon their home. And then we started to look for a mufti here, and a mufti there, and a grand mufti here, and you give him a grand, and you get a fatwa. Allahu musta'an. Jama'at al-Muslimin, no doubt, as was the case with your father and grandfather and great-grandfather, the incidents of divorce were much less during that time. Whereas today, it's a reality of life. Somebody in your family, yes, either your niece, either your sister, maybe subhanAllah, it's your daughter who has come back home because of whatever. It's a reality. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many times did he get married? Anyone? Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many times ago? Four times. Not for the poor. Four is for you. Right? Four is for you. You stop there. What's lazim? Stop there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many times did he get married? 13. Excellent. What's your name, Sheikh? Abdulaziz. Excellent, Abdulaziz. 13 times, subhanAllah. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made nikah 13 times. But he consummated marriage only 11 times. That means that two of them were divorced even before intimacy, even before consummation. What happened? Reality. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam divorced twice those two women. What happened? He entered upon one of them and she says, A'udhu billahi mink. I seek Allah's protection from you. Maybe she thought she was better than him. Maybe she thought, you know, her level was much higher than him. And there's some narrations that the other wives told her to say this. Whatever the case was, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you sought Allah's protection from me, how can I be with you? I can't be with you. And so they parted. Another time the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got married, he entered upon her, and then he finds that she had leprosy, this disease, skin disease, and her family did not inform him about it. They deceived him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were not forthcoming with regards to this matter. And so the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also parted with her. And so he consummated marriage with 11. When he passed away, he left behind how many wives? So that means two of them passed away in his lifetime. One you all know, Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. So she passed away in his lifetime. And he had another wife by the name of Zainab bint Khuzayma. And she also passed away in his lifetime. So 11 minus 9, you are left with 9. When he made barada from this world, when he passed away from this temporary life, he left behind 9 wives, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And added on to that, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as per the hadith of Abu Dawood, he had divorced the wife, or rather the daughter of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Her name was Hafsa. He had divorced her. But then Jibreel came down and ordered the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah orders you to take her back. Don't divorce her. Why? Because she is sawama qawama. She's a woman who fasts a lot and she prays during the night a lot. She's a righteous woman, a pious woman. You take her back. Allah orders you to take her back. And so he took her back. So in summary, 3 times the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam divorced, 2 times completely, and the one time he had taken back Hafsa. It's a reality. And we know the situation outside. Brothers and sisters, Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, an individual who divorces according to the sunnah will never regret. Somebody who divorces according to the sunnah will never regret. What does Ali mean? Why? SubhanAllah. You all know many a times the mashayikh, the imams, they will discuss and they will say that in the rules of the sharia, there's great wisdom. But SubhanAllah, if one studies the rules with regards to divorce, you see the wisdom is clear, it's apparent, it's out there. As opposed to some wisdoms which are a bit hidden. When it comes to divorce, it's super clear and apparent. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, Ya Mashaykh. When it comes to the matter of divorce, you have two matters that one needs to take note of. There's the bid'ah of time, and there's the bid'ah of number. And side note, this type of bid'ah, everybody agrees on. The Hanafis, the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, everybody agrees with regards to this matter. What is it? The bid'ah of time and the bid'ah of number. What's the bid'ah of time? It is not permissible. Not permissible at all for an individual to divorce his wife while she's in her menses. When she's menstruating, when she's bleeding, that time of the month, not allowed for him to divorce her. It's haram, haram, and haram. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umar's son, Abdullah ibn Umar, Sahih Muslim, he divorced his wife when she was menstruating. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got extremely angry, and he says to the father, Umar, order your son to take her back. Murhu falyuraji'ha. Order him to take her back. Then later on, when she is pure, when she's in a clean time, then if he really wants to divorce, then he divorces her in that time. Think about it. Why are you not allowed to divorce her when she's in her menses? Maybe it's a young couple, 25 years old, and she is 23 years old. It's now been 4 days, he's not intimate with her. He's a bit agitated, he's a bit frustrated. She's also hormonal change here, there, and everywhere. It's the time of the month. She feels a bit dirty. Psychologically, she's not there. He asks for this. She says, no, you do it yourself. And they get into an argument. The point is, the chances for divorce during the menses are high. So the Sharia states, we will not allow it. It's not allowed. Do not divorce her haram to divorce when she's in her menses. SubhanAllah, great wisdom in that matter. Her mental state, your mental state, there's no intimacy between husband and wife. And so not allowed. And the second time that it is impermissible for a person to divorce his wife, in a clean period that he had slept with her. So there's the wife. She's obviously during her menses, maybe 5 days. The other 25 days of the month she's clean, yes or no? She's pure, she's tahir, walhamdulillah. But if the husband had slept with her during those 25 days, example, after her menses, she takes a nice ghusl, walhamdulillah, husband and wife have not been together now, full intimacy for 5-6 days, she puts on beautiful perfume, walhamdulillah, Salim comes from work after he has dinner, they go to bed, and husband and wife, walhamdulillah, khair, ibadah. Excellent. The next day he's nice and satisfied now. 5 days he had no maja, no fun. Now he's all satisfied. The next day an issue, a problem, whatever happens. He wants to divorce his wife Sumayya. Remember what Ali said. Nobody who divorces according to the sunnah will regret. It will not be a matter, oh Mufti, I was rushed. Oh Mufti, I was angry. Oh Mufti, I was hasty in the matter. He had an issue with Sumayya. Last night he slept with her. Tonight he had an argument. He wants to divorce her now. This is a clean period, 25 days, clean period. But yesterday he slept with her, he was intimate with her. For the next 24 days, it's haram, haram, and haram for him to divorce her. What does he have to do? He wants to divorce her. He has to wait 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He has to wait 24 days to finish. That clean period in which he slept with her has to finish. Then she will go through her menses. Is it allowed during the menses? Not allowed during the menses. That's another 5 days. So 24 days plus that 5 days, about 29 days. In her new clean period, after she takes her ghusl, without touching her, without sleeping with her, if he wants to divorce, now he divorces. SubhanAllah, as the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when an individual, as we will see, an individual divorced his wife 3 times, hadith in Sunan al-Nasa'i, He closed all the room for reconciliation. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said these words, أَيُلْعَبُ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَأَنَا بَيْنَ أَظْهُرِكُمْ. Are you people playing around with the book of Allah while I am amongst you? Because the Sharia has put checks and balances to make sure that if you do part, you part after you tried the level best. You have absolutely no regret. We really, really tried and there was no hope whatsoever. But subhanAllah, 95% or 99% of the situations are what? He divorced her during the menses. Or he divorced her in a clean period that he had slept with her. Think about the wisdom. He slept with her last night. He's nice and satisfied. And so now he doesn't think of divorce very quickly, very easily. He was nice and satisfied. Allahu musta'an. And also in that scenario, her idda, which is the waiting period after the divorce, is extended for a longer period of time for no reason whatsoever. So there's two types of bid'ah. The Hanafis, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis. Many have stated ijma on this matter. Haram to divorce your wife when she's in her menses, and haram to divorce her in a clean period that you had slept with her, meaning intimacy. That's the bid'ah of time. Two scenarios. Then you have the bid'ah of number. Haram for a brother, Salim, mashallah. He does not want this wife. Whatever issue he says, even after Qiyamah, in Jannah, she must be somewhere else and I'm somewhere else. Don't want to meet ever. One divorce does the job, brother. One divorce does the job. There's absolutely no need for you to say to her, Sumayya, I divorced you 2 times. Haram to do that. Sumayya, I divorced you 3 times. Haram to do that. Sumayya, I divorced you 4 minus 1. Haram to do that. All those type of examples, haram. One divorce does the job. And this is the opinion of majority of the scholars on this mas'ala. Think about it, brothers and sisters. With every one divorce comes a 3-month waiting period in which the wife and the husband must still stay together in the same house. You know the scenario today. Before the divorce is given, she's already gone to the father's house. And then the phone call comes, send the divorce. Send it by SMS or send it by phone or whatever. Subhanallah. If you look at the Quran, what does Allah say? Addressing the husband, you do not take your wife out of the house when you divorce her, except if she committed zina. Only if she fell into adultery, zina, then you tell her go somewhere else. Obviously, yes. If she is being beaten to pulp, if the husband's abusing her, then we remove her from that house. But otherwise, the Sharia wants them to be there together. Think about it. 3 months they're sleeping together in the same room, same bed. Sharia wants. Maybe he looks at her leg. Maybe he looks at her smile. Maybe he sees that she's holding the kids and she makes a nice meal, and so that they can come back together. If after 3 months of them being together, there was no spark, there was no light, there was no hope, then you part with that one divorce which did the job. And that means every one divorce comes with a 3-month waiting period. The individual who said to his wife, I divorced you 3 times, it's as if he is saying, I'm not bothered what the Quran says, throw it out of the window. I want to divorce you forever right now. And if every divorce comes with 3 months, that means he is throwing away 9 months of room for reconciliation out of the window. 9 months out of the window, I don't care, I want it this way, and that's what I want to do. Allahu musta'an. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَيُلْعَبُ بِكِتَابِ. You are playing with the book of Allah. Because Allah has put checks and balances. We know the divorce is from amongst the worst of halal matters. Nobody is proud. Oh, mashallah, I got divorced 5 times or 7 times. It's something that we're not proud about. It's a reality, no doubt. And what did Allah say to you in the Quran? وَإِن يَتَفَرَّقَا يُغْنِ اللَّهُ كُلَّ مِن سَعَدِهِ. And if you part, and you part amicably, you know the good times you had together. There were obviously days when you said you loved her and she said she loved you, and you had fantastic times. وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Do not forget the good times between both of you. Shaytan, super happy when a couple parts. Why? Not because a couple has only parted, but because everybody else in the community is now going to do mudslinging. Oh, you heard what happened? Yeah, I heard that she did this. I heard that he did that. His father told me this and her mother said that. And the whole community joins in. the mudslinging, the gossip, the riba, namima, and that's why Shaytan sits back and he has a field day. When both of them split, he has a field day because everyone in the community also adds in to that fire. Allah musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, it seems the time is almost up. The lesson was, and the reminder was, the first matter being seeking of knowledge. And unfortunately, this matter of marriage, when we want to drive the car, we have a car license.